We're joined by Dr. Griffin P. Rogers now on the KRLD Newsline from the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases. Thanks so much for the time, Dr. Rogers. I really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It is National Diabetes Month. Time to make some healthy changes to manage or even reverse pre-diabetes. And it's such a big deal. Once somebody's health starts slipping, so often they feel like they are, you know, not in control of it anymore. But there are some things they can do. More on that in a second. But first off, what's pre-diabetes? How do you know if you've got it?
Well, pre-diabetes is a serious health condition where your blood sugar levels are higher than normal, but they're not high enough yet to be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. According to the CDC, more than 1 in 3 U.S. adults has pre-diabetes. That's about 88 million people. But the vast majority don't know that they have it, 8 in 10, they estimate. And it's largely because there are, you know, little in the way of symptoms that accompanies this diagnosis. But if you have it, it is serious because there's about a 50% risk of developing diabetes in the ensuing 5 to 10 years. There's good news, though, as you alluded to, that just making healthy lifestyle changes, though, can make it possible to prevent developing type 2 diabetes, or even in certain instances, you can reverse your pre-diabetes.
What about symptoms of pre-diabetes? What would they be?
Again, since your blood sugar is higher than normal, but it's not quite yet that high, the typical symptoms associated with diabetes, for example, increased thirst, increased urination, fatigue, poor wound healing, for example, increased risk for infection, that occurs when your blood sugar levels are elevated for extended periods of time. These symptoms may be possible in people with prediabetes, but because their blood sugar levels aren't that high, it may or may not be the case. So how do you know whether you have it, and when should you go to your healthcare provider to be tested for it? Well, if you're overweight or obese, that's a strong risk factor. And of course, in the state of Texas, the obesity prevalence is about 36%, which the CDC estimates to be the 12th highest among all U.S. states. Being over 45 years of age, having a family member, mother or father or sibling with a diagnosis of diabetes puts you at higher risk. Or if you're in a racial or ethnic group like African Americans, Latinos, or American Indians, or Asian and Pacific Islanders, that also increases your risk. So if you fall into these groups, even if you're not having any symptoms, it is advisable that you check with your doctor to be tested for it if you haven't been tested already.
Now, when we get in there with our doctor, what can we do to work with them to manage our prediabetes and try to possibly even reverse it?
Well, that's the good news. NIH-funded research, the Diabetes Prevention Program, for example, showed that just by making small steps, that if you're overweight, losing in the form of, as little as 5 to 7% of your body weight through regular physical activity, and eating a healthier food can reduce your risk by almost 60%. Being active 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and that's largely just walking. Really, it's small steps, but it's a big reward.
Where can our listeners go to find out more?
Well, if you want to get more information about prediabetes, they can visit our website at niddk.nih.gov. Or they can follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at NIDDKGov. Some of these lifestyle adapted changes, the CDC has a nice website that they can look at, cdc.gov/diabetes/prevention. And you can get some information in your local area where you could go to, if you've been diagnosed, to try to lower your risk for developing diabetes.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.